Do you live like a vibrational being? What's the opposite? Warning. This article has the power to create a turning point for you. It probably won't. But it is not the article's fault. If you think you already know, if you think you are already smart, it won't do a thing for you. So better you just leave now. I just worked on extracting the relevant part from Sunday's muscle testing course recording. The part where I am talking about the nature of the universe. I talk about the wave nature of the universe. What is wave nature? It's going on and off frequently. Another word for that is oscillation. If you consider life and the universe particles, a thing, objects, you are wrong more often than you'd like to be. Always? One of the manifestations of this is faulty thinking that sounding smart is the same as being smart. If you have ever had the opportunity to be around really smart people as they are attempting to understand or integrate something new, they sound really stupid. On the other hand, a lot of really smart sounding people never amounted to much. They laugh, at the right time, say really insightful things, and you think they are smart. But I have a surprise for you, those smart sounding people are really stupid. The stupidity is that they confuse sounding smart and the work it takes to actually get something, understand it, integrate it, and make it useful. This is what is the difference between the children and men. Children do things to survive, men do things because they either need it or enjoy it. Whatever I teach is very difficult. You need to rearrange your molecules to get it. If you get it on the mind level, you won't benefit from it. And getting it on the level where it makes a difference, it is actually painful. About 90% of my students pretend to be smart, while their results in life are pitiful. The child self, the ego state in transactional analysis, misunderstands the world. It tries to get brownie points for understanding or being smart, but brownie points won't help you in life. But the child is satisfied with the sizzle. And will never get the steak. A weird expression, but true. They talk smart. Do stupid, or nothing. That pretentious stupid child prevents you from actually learning anything, from doing the work that is hard. Prevents you from turning a corner. I have gone through this phase. Decades long. Thankfully I have left it behind, mostly. I still have it 9%. Most of you have it 70%+. It is debilitating. So what do you do with this new information? When you catch yourself that you want to be thought of as smart, please know it is the child, and now you know who is eating your life. If you want to do something with your life, you need to notice, catch and silence the child. Silencing the child with force will only make it go undercover. My experience has been that the child part of you is willing to talk. And everything can be resolved in communication. The adult you, not the parent, needs to have the conversation with the child. Is this true about your actual children? It is. But it is a lot harder to be in the adult state when you are talking to actual children. They talk back. Lol. And that puts you in parent mode. And then you just screw up. I'll see if we can work with this in the playground. The different ego states. For here I'll just say this, parent ego state is forcing, manipulating, and trying to be right and controlling. The parent feels that his life depends on his success. Adult ego state is not concerned. Adult is free from ego concerns, how they look, how they sound, and unconcerned even with the success or failure of their endeavors. It takes a lot of giving up to become an adult. I struggled with this for decades, and finally a few months ago I conquered it. It was probably the only good thing that Donald Trump did for the world. I saw that as long as I feared, hated, despised Trump, he was the tail that wagged the dog that I am. I gave up feeling anything about him. And became an adult. Yay. When I look at soul corrections, most of them are tightly related to the child. So the faster you get that. Looking good. Sounding good. Being approved of are the opposite of the kind of smartness that gets things done. The faster you can get coached and nudged, gently, to do what puts you on the straight and narrow of a life worth living. The child in you will discount what I am saying here. If despite you thinking you are smart, despite sounding smart your life isn't proof that you are smart. You will need to work with the child so it can get what it wants without destroying your chances for a good life. I have never taught this, but it seems to me that I will have to. Here is the video clip that started this article. The title of the video, The On-Off Light Bulb Nature of Life. The clip is 20 minutes long. If you want to get it, I mean really get it, grok it, integrate it, allow it to rearrange your molecules, you will want to listen to it more than once. Maybe more than 10 times. If you don't watch the video clip, then, of course this article is incomplete. Because only in the video I explain why there is no such thing as smart, there is no such thing as connected, there is no such thing as love as a constant. And not knowing that makes you crazy and keep you an imbecile. A child. Summary, a vibrational being, in adult ego state, is aware that the nature of vibration is on/off. Not a constant. It is also the essence of personhood, self, and everything that is not an object. I measure in the starting point measurements to what degree your adult ego state is dominant in your life. We could safely say that this is the most reliable measure of how well you can do in life. Accepting that you are a vibrational being gives you power. And the ability to be able to oscillate between being right and being wrong. Between being smart and being absolutely moronic. Between being entitled and not. If and when you can, you get stuck in self-concern. And misery.